Joining us for today's Reality Check segment is Honolulu Civil Beat's politics and opinion editor, Chad Blair. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Captain.
So we're featuring a story. It's really interesting. It's a co-working, co-living space. Kind of clever.
It is, and it's from Stuart Yurt, and I'm covering for him today. We've been reporting at Civil Beat several stories now on people that have been coming to Hawaii, particularly from places like Silicon Valley, in part to ride out the pandemic, especially when California was really a hot spot, but also to work here because they can do so remotely, right? They can bring their laptop, get a connection. The word for them, the description is digital nomads, right? And so what Stuart found was a local real estate developer. His name is R.J. Martin. He's known for building affordable greenhouses on the west side of Oahu, out on the Windward Coast. But you're right. He's come up with this co-living space. The idea is to have people become residents. And it, by the way, it's located near HPR. Did you know that? It's the Century Center building. I said that too fast. Century Center. Boy, that's a mouthful. But it's, yeah, right there on Kalakaua. It's one of the few high-rises in the area. And R.J. Martin is actually renting out and reformatting the penthouse suite.
Yeah, it is an interesting location because you're right there, you know, at the edge of Waikiki. You've got the convention center, mm-hmm. you know, access, to Waikiki and all that offers. But you're right there on the cusp, being here right near Koheka Street.
Right. And so the name of this co-living space is called Surf Break HNL, right? HNL for Honolulu. And he's going to rent out about a dozen small bedrooms for the workspace. So he's looking to have 12 residents. And then they would share a living space, a dining space. I think they have to share some bathrooms, too. So that could prove challenging. But the idea is to have folks rent for as little as 3 to 6 months at a time. I mean, that's so rare in Honolulu to be able to get a lease for only 3 months or 6 months. But this Surf Break Honolulu space will have wired internet. Residents will get a Biki bike pass. There's even going to be a studio for videos and podcasts, all self-containing. R.J. Martin actually envisions building a community, what he says, of global citizens, all in this penthouse on top of Century Center.
And I love how he got one of the interested residents to really just design this studio.
Right. And one of the first people that's actually going to move in has been living in a hotel in Waikiki. And so you can imagine, even though the rent's going to be pretty steep, $1,600 a month, that's a lot cheaper than renting a hotel room in Waikiki. You know, ultimately, this is not only about attracting people that are higher income earners. Of course, that would boost our economy with the local tax base, but also trying to reverse the brain drain, which we've been talking about for decades here, and R.J. Martin really feels that's important, and that's all part of a concerted effort locally. You might have heard of the Movers and Shockers program,
right?
A very similar goal. We don't quite know how many people this applies to. The studies are vague in terms of the sheer numbers, but clearly the state, including the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism, believes this is a growing workforce for locals. And Martin seems to be capitalizing on this opportunity.
Yeah, that Movers and Shakas program, I think, just launched last month. But I think they got a lot of interest. So this is certainly, another offering in this area.
Yeah, of course, there will remain obstacles. One of the things that Martin admitted himself is zoning challenges. I mean, it's not always easy to create a living space like this, given the zoning laws. And, of course, fundamentally, and this is what you were alluding to with Movers and Shakas, you got to have interest. There's got to be buy-in from the public. And so it is an experiment, but it's kind of nice to hear people trying to, if you will, take the pandemic and move from it and be inspired to think of new ways of growing our local workforce.
Yes. It's all about innovation.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Captain.
That was politics and opinion editor Chad Blair. To read the story by business reporter Stuart Yurton, head to civilbeat.org.